So yet another card in the Major Arcana that nobody really wants to see. The Tower is a card that makes us all cringe. And when you see it and realize that there are changes coming that you do not want to happen, but like most would say, is for your higher good. You know, when your parents tell you you need to eat your vegetables because it's going to make you grow up to be big and strong, but spinach still sucks. However, if you don't eat it, you're not going to get anything else. That's sort of the Tower on a extremely small scale level. But, you know, we all know that we are heading towards a destructive path at times. And for whatever reason, you can't stop it. The Tower is when it stops for you. Now, Wayne Kramer of the MC5 is a classic example of the Tower. You know, we spoke about temptation and the devil. The Tower is the runaway locomotive that can't be stopped until fate stops it for you. You ever hear of a band called the MC5? They came out of Detroit. They were known for powerful live performances. A lot of music critics had them pegged as one of the next big things. They were uber political, and their type of politics at the time in the late 60s, during the height of the Vietnam War, and when everything was so politically divided, much like now, but for different reasons back then, they used to piss off the cops and the government, and they would get their shows shut down. They couldn't tour anywhere. And finally, between rampant drug use and the fact that they had pigeonholed themselves into such a tight corner, the band broke up. And once the band broke up, Wayne Kramer, the guitar player, founding member of the MC5, completely spiraled out of control. His drug abuse was completely irreversible at the time. He was spiraling down a life of crime. He calls himself a small-time criminal. Theft and harassment and assault just to score drugs. And what stopped Wayne Kramer from getting killed in this type of lifestyle was jail. Wayne Kramer was arrested and did 4 years in a federal prison. In jail, he met Red Rodney, who was a jazz trumpeter who played with Charlie Bird Parker. And in jail, Wayne Kramer studied music again, studied it in a new way. He said that Red Rodney became his musical father, joined a prison band, and reshaped his life. In the 90s, Wayne Kramer went back to music with a whole new perspective. His life is dedicated now to helping others who have fallen down a dark path. That's the Tower. Wayne Kramer didn't wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going to change this delinquent life of mine, get back into music, and things are going to be okay. He was put into federal prison. That's an abrupt and sudden change that's completely out of your control. Now, with the devil card, we talked about Andrew Wood in Mother Love Bone, who just could not get away from drugs and wound up passing on right before Mother Love Bone was about to achieve massive success. Well, in Mother Love Bone was Jeff Ament and Stone Gossard, who would go on to form Pearl Jam. Now, if Andrew Wood is associated with the devil, Stone and Jeff were associated with the Tower. They had the world at their fingertips. They were about to go on tour with Aerosmith, and their album Apple, Mother Love Bone's debut album, was slotted to reach number one and shine spotlights on the Seattle music scene. The focus was going to be all about this band leading the Northwest music explosion. When Andrew Wood died of a heroin overdose on March 19th, 1990, Stone and Jeff ran into the energy of the Tower. Everything was taken away from them, completely out of their control. Now, the way they handled that was they reached out to Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, who was one of Andy's best friends and roommates, and to cope with the loss and to recoup some of the money Mother Love Bone now owes the record label, because they had received an advance of $250,000. They made the Temple of the Dog album, which is sort of how you could navigate through the Tower. Not every time when you see the Tower is it going to burned to the ground. A lot of times the tower serves as a warning that it's about to burn to the ground. But in the case of Stone and Jeff, when it already did, you can wallow in it, you can complain that it's happening, and you could spend the rest of your life asking why. Or you could just admit that sometimes blank happens. And Stone and Jeff navigated through the loss of Andrew Wood, their lead singer, by putting out this Temple of the Dog album. The lyrics on that album helped them cope. They were trying out a new lead singer at the time who just happened to be in the studio with them while Stone and Jeff were also doing Temple of the Dog. That singer's name was Ed. When Chris Cornell was working on a song called Hunger Strike, Ed walked up to the mic and sang to him the way he thought it should be done. That's what led to Pearl Jam existing. So the Tower card, although shocking and painful, can lead to better things as long as you learn to accept it, as long as you realize that this change is for your better good, is for your greater good, better good, listen to me, even if you don't understand it at the time. And many times with the Tower, you're in such shock, you're not going to understand it right away. Have faith in the process. Now, if you like the way we talked about this particular tarot card, the Tower, and if you like the way we talk about different tarot cards through the lens of rock and roll and use music to help discuss and appreciate and understand these cards, please like this podcast. Subscribe, Rock and Soul Tarot. I also have an Instagram, Rock and Soul Tarot, with video tutorials, I guess you could call them tutorials, video messages about these cards. And I have an Instagram, Orlando0616, where I do short versions of this as well. I hope you enjoyed this ride. I hope you are around for the next one, and I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.